Wow, what a good-looking crowd this morning, huh? So, this week I'm getting ready to go on vacation. You know, we all go away sometimes for different reasons, and this time we just happen to be going away for a nice little getaway to the south. Well, hopefully it's warmer.
South America?
No, not quite that far south. Oh, that'd be good. That'd probably be warmer. But anyway, just down to South Carolina. But hopefully it'd be a nice little trip. So I've been planning my vacation. Have you ever had to plan a vacation and pack and get ready for it? I brought a little suitcase. Now, understand, this is just a little replica of what the suitcase really looks like. Very little replica, yes. But anyway, so I brought my little suitcase so I could plan, and I've been making little notes because, you know, when you're planning vacation or when you're planning to go anywhere for any reason, you got to plan ahead and make sure that you don't forget things, right? So I've been making notes of the things I don't want to forget. So I know that there's important things that you have to put into your suitcase, and especially one this small. You have to make sure that you have things ready, like your toothbrush and your toothpaste. Those are on my list. And before you do that, even, you have to plan ahead because I have a dog and two cats and a bunny rabbit that somebody has to take care of. So I had planned for someone to come and stay at my house. I had to get the key to them. And then I had to go to the post office and make sure that they held the mail so the mail doesn't come to the house during the week. And then I've got this list of all the things that have got to go in the suitcase, you know, and you have to plan for warm weather, hopefully, and you have to plan for cold weather. So you have the jackets and the pants and the shorts and the bathing suit and the flip-flops and the shoes and all that good stuff. So I've got this list, see? And then I got to thinking, well, I have to plan for stuff to pack for Steve, too, so that means I have to have another bag of, like, snacks in the car. That's just for in the car. So I've got all this stuff, and I'm putting it aside, and making piles of everything to pack for the suitcase. And then I got to thinking that, you know, there's a Bible story about Jesus telling his disciples that they were going to go on a trip. And in our Bible story, Jesus, in Mark, Jesus calls the 12 disciples together, and he tells them that it's time for them to go out and do some teaching and some healing around the country. And he tells them he doesn't want them to go alone. He's going to send them off two by two, just like Noah did, two by two. He's sending them out, and he wants them to go out together and teach people about God. And he says to them in Mark that they are to go, I'm going to read this to you because I wrote that down too, take nothing for your journey except a walking stick. Take no food, no money, and no extra clothes. Now, I could probably get by with no food for a few days. I could probably get by with no money if I had to. But those extra clothes, I'm just not sure I could make it without those extra clothes. There is a reason those 12 disciples were men, I got to tell you. Yeah. But I just don't know how Jesus could think that those 12 disciples could go off with no food, no money, and no extra clothes. And then he goes on to tell them that they can wear their sandals, but they're not to even take anything extra to change with their feet or their anything. Nothing. Nothing with them at all, because he tells them that they will have everything they need when they go. So, you know, they do. They leave and go off to the countryside. I wonder if they were thinking, I really need some stuff with me. But they didn't question God. They didn't question Jesus at all. They just went like he told them to. They did exactly what Jesus told them to do. And, you know, they got out there, and people were there to greet them. and the people welcomed them into their home. And they fed them, and they washed their clothes for them, and they gave them a place to sleep. And the disciples did go out and tell people about Jesus and the good news of Christ and how much God loved them. And they did heal the sick. And they did bring people to know Christ. And you know, it's not much different today. Jesus is still telling us that he wants us to go out and tell others about him and about our Heavenly Father. And he's telling us that we have everything we need to do that. And we probably are sitting here thinking, I'm just not ready for that. Because first I'd have to pack. I'd have lots of things I've got to do to get ready. And we never feel like we're quite ready to do that. But Jesus says we are. Because he has given us everything we need to tell others about him. And we don't have to go very far to do it. We can do it right in our own backyard, in our school, in our home, in our neighborhood. We can tell people about Jesus and how much he loves them and how much he loves us. We did it yesterday at Trunk or Treat. We told people how much Jesus loved them. And we gave them candy to prove it. Let's have a word of prayer. Thank Jesus for all he does. Okay? Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us everything that we need for our daily lives, as well as everything we need to tell others about you. Help us to be full of courage and faith to spread your word, to tell others how much you love them and how much you love us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.